Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. I am your host, Elder Lydia. I have been on a bit of a radio hiatus, but I'm back and ready to submit to the will of God and bring you blessings from His Word. This series we're embarking upon is a series of short ministry moments entitled Showing Up for Dailies. It's based on the portion of Scripture in the Lord's Prayer which states, "Give us this day our daily bread." We acknowledge Jesus as the bread of heaven and our portion, and we submit ourselves to Him daily for instruction and to give Him praise and worship, the praise and worship that is due Him. Hopefully, as we go forward, you'll be motivated by the Word to continue in your own time of intimate prayer and worship unto the Lord. There is a song that says, "I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you." Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless this portion of ministry, even right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you cover each and every one of the listeners in your blood. Oh, my God, and move on their lives, Lord God. Move in their relationships. Move on their careers. Oh, God, move, Lord God. Let your Spirit, Lord God, destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord, and even give them an ear to hear your Spirit, even in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The word that I want to leave with you today is walk by faith, not by sight. You can find that in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Walk by faith, not by sight. Now, I know you've heard it before, whether it was preached, taught, quoted, or you read it yourself. Walk by faith, not by sight. And the just shall live by faith. All the while, it seems like your life is spiraling out of control. I mean, you're hearing this word, and yet your life is spiraling out of control. And you say, "I'm waiting for you, God. Where are you?" I can assure you He hears every prayer and has not forgotten you. And He really does care about what is going on in your life. You are waiting for God to move. What you don't realize, what we don't realize much of the time, is He's waiting for us. God is waiting for you. This has never been about religion. It has always been about relationships. Relationships between one another and relationships with our and our relationship with our Maker and our Lord and Savior. Every father of faith that is written in Scripture, they were noted for their faith based on their relationship, not their religion. Read Hebrews 11. Now that you know this, it's all about relationships. How will you relate to others, and how will you relate to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Now take the time for a more intimate relationship and your daily marching orders. We're looking for instructions from God on high. We know that this life is not easy sometimes, and we have to go through things. We have to suffer from time to time, and we don't understand why we're in the place that we're in right now and why it seems so dark and why nobody understands and why we feel invisible or whatever the case may be for you. I mean, this may be your valley moment, or this may be your mountain moment. This may be your time in the light, or this may be your time in the darkness. But whatever time this is for you, walk by faith and not by sight, because things are not always what they seem, and God is always in the background working things out. Whether you're having a good time on the mountaintop or a bad time in the valley, even these dark seasons, they do pass. But believe me, my friend, this too shall pass. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Be encouraged in the Lord. He has not forgotten you. And David says, "I once was young and now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread." God has not forgotten you. Walk by faith. Walk in spite of what you see, believing that God is God and He will do what He said He will do. Walk by faith and not by sight, and the just shall live by faith. Amen. Glory to God. Be blessed. Be whole and be amazing. Until next time, God bless.